When the music stopped. For those who are unaware, at all military base theaters, the national anthem is played before the movie begins. This is written from a chaplain in Iraq. I recently attended a showing of Superman 3 here at LSA Anaconda. We have a large auditorium that we use for movies as well as memorial services and other large gatherings. As is the custom at all military bases, we stood to attention when the national anthem began before the main feature. All was going well until three-quarters of the way through the national anthem, the music stopped. Now, what would happen if this occurred with 1,000 18 to 22-year-olds back in the States? I imagine that there would be hoots, catcalls, laughter, a few rude comments, and everyone would sit down and yell for the movie to begin. Of course, that is only if they had stood for the national anthem in the first place. Here in Iraq, 1,000 soldiers continued to stand at attention, eyes fixed forward. The music started again, and the soldiers continued to quietly stand at attention. Again, though, at the same point, the music stopped. What would you expect 1,000 soldiers standing at attention to do? Frankly, I expected some laughter, and everyone would eventually sit down and wait for the movie to start. But no, you could have heard a pin drop while every soldier continued to stand at attention. Suddenly, there was a lone voice from the front of the auditorium, then a dozen voices, and soon the room was filled with voices of 1,000 soldiers finishing where the recording left off. And the rocket's red glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say does that star-spangled banner yet wave o'er the land of the free and the home of the brave. It was the most inspiring moment I have ever had in Iraq, and I wanted you to know what kind of U.S. soldiers are serving you. Remember them as they fight for us. Pass this along as a reminder to others to be in prayer always for all of our soldiers serving us here at home and abroad. Many have already paid the ultimate price. Written by Chaplain Jim Higgins, LSA Anaconda is at the Balad Airport in Iraq, north of Baghdad. Please share this only if you're so inclined. God bless America and all our troops serving throughout the world. Amen.